Hi, and welcome back to the Woman of Confidence Personal Brand Accelerator course. Now, in the last Brand Success Masterclass, which focused on helping you get a clear vision, you made a list of all the contacts and networks you have in your circle of influence so that you can connect with them to help you achieve your brand and leadership goals and your vision for success. Now, I want to impress, please keep this safe as you will use this list later in module 4 when we launch your brand to the world. So hold on to it and file it away. Now, the next step to building your personal brand is to get clear on how you wish to show up in the world. So today we are going to start to craft your own leadership style. And the first step to get more familiar and informed on this is to know about the people, conversations, and the thought leaders who are already making an impact in your niche market or industry. This masterclass will help you understand your market, brand performance, and your competitors like never before. So in today's masterclass, I will guide you through how to do some smart research on the influencers and other key people that you may admire already that have a brand presence, both locally and internationally in your market or your industry. Then I'm going to show you how to use this research so that you can start to shape your own unique leadership style and create your own brand voice so that you can stand out from the crowd and really grow your own brand presence. Now, this is something I do with all my clients at the beginning of their brand journey, because at first it's hard to know how to position yourself if you're not used to putting yourself out there. You can ask yourself questions like, who am I to put myself out there and touch and teach others? What do I have to say that will really interest others? Or who will care about what I have to say? And how do I stand out from others in my field? Or how do I position myself as a leader? And if you've never thought about how to build your brand yourself and build a public profile or identity before, then answering these questions can really be quite confusing and a daunting task at first. Because there's so much noise out there, how do you make an impact that matters to you and matters to others? Now, this is a powerful exercise just to spend time researching your market and getting to know who's who in the zoo from a completely different lens. To shift from just being an everyday observer to an active participant can be a big leap for many people, and they can struggle with it. But preparation is the key and knowledge is power. This step is essential to arming yourself with the greater knowledge and insights into your market and the people who are making an impact. If you can action today's task, you will soon figure out where you are and where your brand fits into the bigger picture, and it will help you to identify your unique perspective. Researching key people of influence in your niche will help you discover the bigger local and global conversations that are taking place, the people who are engaging and sharing in them, what they're saying, whether you agree or disagree, and whether you have a unique perspective that you can actually contribute to those conversations. And you'll notice you will start to be drawn to the people and conversations that interest you, that ignite your own passions and align with your vision, your purpose, and get you can just get you really fired up. And that's exactly what you want people to do with your brand. You want to develop a personal brand voice and vision that attracts the right people to you and what you have to say. So to help you build your own unique brand voice and vision and to make an impact with your brand, today's brand success assignment is in two steps. And the first step is to research and identify and make a list of the influencers in your niche market or industry that align or don't align with your own passions, purpose, and values. And a hot tip here is to not just isolate yourself to researching locally, but go big, go global, so that you get the bigger picture, a bigger snapshot of what's happening in your market. Take note of how these influencers in your niche market are representing themselves and their personal brand. What are their key messages and what sets them apart? What are the platforms, forums, and networks they are following and frequenting? What are the conversations they're having, the language they are using? and who are the people and brands they are associated with and are aligning with. This will open your mind to new ideas and viewpoints and keep your personal brand voice and vision fresh and relevant. By researching your niche market and identifying the key players and influencers, you can strategically align yourself and your brand with those people you admire. Plus, you'll be able to unlock potential high-level partnerships and collaborations and connections yourself when you're ready to launch your brand in Module 4. Step 2 is getting clear on your own personal brand leadership style. Now that you've done your research on the key people of influence in your market, now it's time to turn the lens on yourself and start to discover what is it about your own leadership style and personal brand persona that you would like to shape so that it is uniquely yours. Now, the aim and the objective of this masterclass is not to copy anyone. I want to be crystal clear on that. You're not trying to emulate anybody else's leadership style, but knowing who is in your market and what they are saying and having the conversations is really going to help you develop your own point of view and help you to understand what makes you unique in comparison with those other people in your same niche market or industry. So I want you to use the questions I've designed in the worksheet to really deep dive into your own leadership style. Now, this is a super fun and rewarding activity because you will start to train yourself to look at other people and their brands with a completely different lens. Not just glossing over the surface and getting the first impressions, but training yourself to look beyond what you think you know to unlock deeper levels of connections, looking for unique attributes of their brands, their persona, their conversations, their leadership style, and their image. Now, I want to encourage you to spend as much time as you need on this. Don't skimp on this process. I usually like to allocate at least a couple of hours just to get started, because once you start researching on the internet, you'll be amazed at what you find and where you'll end up. So get ready for your exploratory process. Today's task is to complete your market research and your leadership style workbook. And I'll see you in the next masterclass in the Woman of Confidence Personal Brand Accelerator course, where I will share with you my number one success secret that most people overlook when building a profitable personal brand.